This season,
we march as one pride.
From the off-season
to the final whistle,
I promise to do everything I can
to bring honor to the blue and to the silver
and to the community of Detroit.
Through every play and every game, my effort will never waver.
My attitude will remain strong.
One team, one Detroit, one pride.
Welcome, everyone, to the TBS NFL Update Week 3. I'm EDD999, and with me this week is Mr. GTA5 himself, John underscore McClain.
Yeah, I have a question about
all right,
that
all right.
video.
All right.
Does reaching for pizza and breaking your arm break pledge?
Whoa. I thought it was in a car accident. A vehicle accident. You don't know
there
what
was
happened.
Pizza involved.
That's
two pizzas.
Just a cover up because you know he was getting down with some ladies because he had a big game on Sunday. Okay? Cover
what about,
up.
What about cleats to the face?
One pride. That voice right there is Mr. 76 to nothing himself.
That's right.
434. Really? Ohio State, really? Nothing counts.
That was
counts.
With our backup quarterback.
Nothing counts until it counts, okay?
Oh, I thought you were going to say nothing changes.
Nothing changes until it counts. And right now, it still don't count. Franchise, you're at home, so we can actually hear you.
Hold on. Can I go back to that we were talking
okay.
about?
Okay.
I want to know who Ohio State beat.
Oh, come on. Nobody.
Nobody?
Nobody. Who did they beat? Okay.
They played Florida International, I believe.
FIU.
Oh, you can't brag about that. Yeah,
like I said, it
That's
don't
like
count.
Beating Akron.
Whoa!
Not quite.
Yeah, actually, that is literally not quite like beating Akron. Franchise, we can hear you this week.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're at home.
Yeah.
What's going on? Why are you at home?
Took vacation.
Took vacation. All right. So big week of doing nothing, playing games, watching football, sports.
Oh, yeah.
All that.
Iron 3. Diddy doesn't like it when I say Iron Man 3.
No, I don't. So let's get into, a little bit of, the University of Heart, the University of Passion, the University of Destiny.
Baylor.
No, not the, no. Oh.
Another stunning win.
Oh, no. I didn't say, unforgettable. University of Unforgettable. University of Please Forget Me. University of We Will Do Whatever It Takes to Win. The
yeah.
University.
Baylor.
No! The Michigan Wolverines.
They're putting up points on people like Team Beast Mode puts up points on people.
Oh.
Even when Team Beast Mode tries to throw a game, he still ends up with a tie. Come on.
The University of Michigan Wolverines.
The University of Baylor Bears.
Are you implying that Baylor throws games?
Oh, yeah.
They're on the take?
They try to, and then they're still ranked.
They are like Team Beast Mode then. They get ranked, but they don't deserve it.
What? I throw up hundos like freaking, like I'm at a strip club. What are you talking about?
So
I make it rain.
Just don't get over, hit over the head.
Don't be reaching for pizza. So Michigan was in the fight of their life on Saturday night. And if you're on the eastern side of the country, you got to see this. A great game. That's what Michigan gives you when they play football. A great, entertaining game to watch. Every week, you're getting a game that you're like, I don't know what's going to happen. This is a coin flip. At some point, one of these teams is going to win. And it's probably going to be the team that makes the least amount of mistakes. Because that's the way Michigan is playing right now. They make one less mistake than the other guy and escape with victory. But like I was telling you, Bourne, this is a team of destiny. These are the types of games that separate when you get to the end of the season and you're 12-0 and everyone's asking why. How'd that happen? Well, we had a little bit of this at Akron and a little bit of this at UConn and all of a sudden, poof! We're in the BCS National Championship all the way.
Yeah, right. And then you woke up.
Well, they are undefeated, 4-0. Oh. These are the type of games that build character.
So, and you guys now are off this week?
Sometimes you gotta almost lose to win. And that's exactly what Michigan is doing. Now, they have been getting penalized for winning. And that's what I don't understand. Is
yeah, why, wait a minute, why are you guys have a week off?
Yeah, it's about bye week. Gotta prepare for the Big Ten season.
This isn't the NFL.
Got a little bit of heart attack going on. You regroup and then you come back strong. Undefeated.
Yeah, right. And then he woke up.
So how did Connecticut fumble this game? Because they were up by 10.
They were up by 10. And thankfully the running game got going because they had to shut Devin Gardner off to get his time to stop throwing the ball, okay? You need to stop throwing the ball. I could literally see him on the sideline screaming, stop throwing the ball. Because he just continues to throw interception after interception after interception. And finally, Toussaint got to run the ball, is putting the team on his back now. He said, here, Gardner, take the team off your back. I'll put him on my back for this week and this week only. I'll go ahead and score a couple touchdowns and rush for 120. I'll do that for you. That's what's called teammates pulling together, sharing the burden. And that's why we're going 12-0! All the way to the BCS.
He didn't have any touchdown passes.
Two interceptions though.
Yeah.
So he's still doing that. A 38.7 QBR. I mean, he is not good right now.
Is this the Heisman winner?
Oh, just wait. It's what you call the calm before the storm.
And I was wrong. We played Florida A&M, not FIU.
He's the Heisman winner? Who leads the league in rushing, the country in rushing?
I don't know. Who?
A guy out of Baylor.
Oh, gosh. They probably had a really weak schedule.
Mr. C-Strunk?
Who?
Who?
Something stunk.
Whoa. He's going to win the Heisman this year in the tradition of RG3.
Wait a minute. I just searched Baylor on ESPN, and the first thing that comes up is Baylor Black.
Whoa.
That's his name. He goes to Baylor, and his name is Baylor Black.
Damn.
And he's white. No, that's not confirmed.
There's no picture?
There's no picture. I might have made that up.
Baylor Black. What the hell?
They did score 70 points. I guess anybody can score 70 points in the NCAA now. That's not a thing anymore.
Well, only happens when you don't throw two interceptions and you throw six touchdown passes.
If Baylor can put up 70 points, anybody can put up 70 points.
I haven't seen anybody do it yet.
Yeah, huh? Ohio State just did it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
But we can agree, this is kind of a magical season for Michigan. Just like Notre Dame last year, they had to do some amazing things during a few of their games, a couple of miracle stops, a couple of miracle finishes, things that you would say, this 9 times out of 10, this wouldn't happen. And that's 2 weeks in a row that you can do the 9 times out of 10 rule on Michigan. Team of Destiny, magical season.
So how did Notre Dame's season end?
Well, now here's the thing. Controversy can disrupt this. If one of the Michigan players is dating a fake person, all bets are off. I'll give you that. But up until that point, Notre Dame was a favorite.
Can I ask Bourne a question?
What's that?
Bourne, by about, I don't know, mid-season, will we be hearing him crying about Michigan?
Yeah, they'll give up the game legitimately at some point.
It's not going to happen. Team of Destiny.
But it technically won't count until Ohio State pummels them. In the last game of the season.
And I think they will do it, and I got money on it.
Did you just guarantee a victory?
Put it on the board.
Free lunches.
Free lunches. All right, enough about Michigan. We all can agree that they're probably in line for at least one slot in the BCS. The question is, who are they going to play?
They're like the Volkswagen Beetles of cars, you know what I'm saying? They suck.
No,
who cares?
Wait, I thought you were gonna go. They're a classic.
That's like putting them in the ring with a Lamborghini. I mean, who cares?
Everyone, it's no Michigan, one. A team of destiny, 12-0.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's talk about what your teams did first. I'm going to talk about the NFL, what your teams did. The Cleveland Browns.
Amazing.
I wouldn't go that far.
I didn't see that one coming.
Nobody saw that coming.
I mean, you see they gave away their, pretty much their best player. They just gave him away for a song.
Well, they got a first round pick.
That's a song. It's called First Round Pick. First Round Pick.
I don't think they're going to get anything in the first round. They're going to use it for a trade bait next year. So.
Strategic.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think there's going to be anything that they want out of the draft next year.
Yeah, because they don't need a quarterback now.
Hoyer is the man.
They are, apparently.
Hoyer's
going to keep the job.
He deserves to.
Well, he'll keep the job, but it's just a matter of rollover.
I think he's going to keep the job, and they're going to get him some weapons.
Well, they have a weapon.
They have a couple.
Well, they're going to get him a couple more. They're going to turn him, mark my words, Hoyer is the next Tom Brady.
Okay.
Well, if you look at his stats, he's putting up Tom Brady numbers, 30 for 54, 3 touchdowns, 321 yards. That's Tom Brady-esque.
It is.
Now that he has a couple weapons, you know what would have been a good weapon? Like a really good, like a nice, young, strong running back. Like if you had a nice, strong, first round running back, that would be like an awesome complimentary weapon for your Tom Brady-esque quarterback, right? You would think. That give me a good, nice rushing back. Somebody can go right up the gut. You wouldn't want to trade something like that, right? For a song.
It worked out so far.
So you're saying bad apple. Get him out of the
mix. Possibly. I think a lot of people might be surprised at the end of the season to see what Richardson does for the Colts.
Goal line carries. Touchdowns.
Maybe.
15 for 100.
No.
Maybe two and a half touchdowns a game.
He'll get like, yeah, well, if that's anything to be said about typical Cleveland, history, then yes, definitely.
He's the LeBron of running backs.
He's not LeBron, but
he is LeBron.
This is like a typical thing where Cleveland will get rid of players that won't play well for any of the organizations in Cleveland, and then they'll turn out to be studs later on. Like Cliff Lee, Brandon Phillips.
It does kind of remind you of the Colts of old when they had Peyton Manning and Edgerrin James and, you know, Marvin Harrison.
I don't think he's close yet to James.
I think he's there. We haven't seen him. He can catch out of the backfield. He's fast. He's a good running back.
He's fast, but we'll see. I'm not going to say I was like entirely happy with the trade initially, but, after seeing what they could do at least this past week, and at least they're communicating that they're not giving up, that's all I really cared about. Because I don't even want to see what a team that actually – I don't even want to see the Browns giving up and see what caliber of play that turns out.
What that looks like?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So we'll see.
Okay.
The team did look really exciting, though. It was nice to see good defense.
But what I heard was – Whedon could start this weekend.
Well, I heard that they were talking about, what's his last name? Josh,
Gordon?
Gordon is on the trading block.
See?
What?
Yeah, they might try and trade him too.
Genius. So I see what they were doing. Raising stock on a couple of their players.
Could have been. Cause they're saying like, he's had some significant off the field issues, and they want to kind of clean house.
So, what are they doing? What's the direction of the Cleveland Browns?
They're basically doing like a couple years ago when the year of the draft for Richardson 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and they had like 5 picks in like the first like 2 or 3 rounds. They're doing the same thing, I guess. They've got, depending on where, I mean, regardless, I guess, of where Indy lands. I think they've got like 7 this time around in the first 3 rounds.
I mean, obviously that's where you build your NFL franchise from the draft. That's where it all happens for most teams.
And one of the things I had heard that also they'd said, somebody came and asked, you know, because, especially with the fact that Whedon was injured and they made this trade, and they're like, are you going to be looking for a quarterback in the first round this upcoming draft, and he said those rumors are not unfounded. So I'm still really hoping that that does not include Manziel, but gosh.
What the hell for Manziel?
No. No.
It's catching on.
There's a couple other ones that I hope catch on better than that one, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. All right.
They're fun to watch. That's what's,
who would
and I
have
could
thought,
watch them on TV.
Who would have thought people would say Hoyer is fun to watch?
Yeah.
Who would have guessed that? Okay. Franchise. The Eagles.
Oh, we suck again.
The Eagles. They're fraud. They're an absolute fraud.
No, they're not a fraud. They can't keep up with that coach. That coach is pushing them.
Well, and they have Michael Vick as the quarterback. That's never going to work out. Hasn't worked out for anybody. It worked out for Atlanta one season.
One season? That
one
worked out for like
season.
Four?
No. One season.
Four seasons. And then he was stupid. That's okay.
They're done though, right?
No, I mean, not yet.
They're going to be fighting with the Giants for the last in that division.
Oh, no.
Well, if it's up for the Giants, I don't think they're going to.
Oh, and the Redskins. It's a three-way battle for being terrible.
Yeah, all three of them are, they have one win combined.
Oh, man.
That's the Eagles, and they only have that win because they played the Redskins, so there would have been a guaranteed win for one of those two.
So they're really bad. Like, really, really bad.
NFC East is, except for one team.
What? Wait, yeah. Who? Well, who's that? Who's the one team?
The only team that has two wins in the division, and they got two wins for playing two horrible teams.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Actually, I mean, you're right. NFC East, top to bottom, is terrible.
It does.
At least they put up a fight against the Chiefs. They gave that game away.
What do you mean they gave it away?
Like the Eagles, who just got crushed by Alex Smith.
You don't even have a legit win. New York and St. Louis, every team should win those games.
Have either one of them even won a game yet?
New York hasn't, and St. Louis has won. They have one win, and guess who they beat? Arizona.
Arizona's good.
Who hasn't beaten Arizona?
Dallas.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Cleveland.
Carson Palmer.
Don't say Carson Palmer.
When they get a legit win, then we could talk about something.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Wow. They have one loss by a point.
Hold on. I'm checking their schedule to see when they'll get their first legit win. San Diego, not legit. They're not beating Denver. Washington, easy win. Philadelphia, easy win. Detroit, loss. Minnesota, terrible. New Orleans. If they can beat New Orleans in week 10, then maybe. But New York, awful. Oakland, awful. They only have three legit games left this entire season.
New Orleans, Chicago, Green Bay?
Yes.
Denver doesn't count?
No, well, that's an automatic loss. They're not going to win. Again, same thing with Detroit. Like, I didn't count the games they had no shot at winning. They might be able to beat Chicago or New Orleans. Maybe. Actually, no. I don't even give them a shot against Green Bay.
Oh, they're the second best team right now in the NFC.
They're only going to get into the playoffs because of how terrible their division is.
That's because they have softest schedule.
No, because of how terrible the NFC is outside of Seattle.
They started off with the softest schedule.
And then they continue with the softest schedule.
Detroit is 2-0. Or 2-1.
Yeah, Detroit. Oh,
so
now
that tells you how weak.
No. Detroit has had some legit competition.
Wait, Detroit lost to Arizona. You were just trashing. And they barely beat Minnesota.
They didn't barely beat Minnesota.
They
shut down.
They barely
down.
Beat Washington.
They shut down 0-3 Washington. Adrian Peterson. One fluke 84-yarder or whatever. And they shut him down. Same thing with RG3. They shut him down. They exposed
him.
Oh, Bourne, I got news for you.
Yeah?
This may be the week that we start the rookie.
All right. It's time, huh?
Yeah.
Is that news?
That's always news. When you can win a championship with a rookie quarterback, that's always news.
And you're trying to say that this is not going to be another ploy to try and swing the game. You're not trying to throw it.
No, I'm not trying to throw this game.
Okay.
You see, when I don't try to throw games, I throw up hundos.
Is that what you call it?
Is that the masculine version?
Hundos? I think it is.
You're not hundies.
All right, on to the TBS NFL scoreboard. Galabra, you put up a good fight, but Canada takes you down 95-88. Yeah, you needed a bunch of points there at the end.
Yeah, Eli Manning had probably one of the most depressing performances I've ever seen.
I think he had less than 50 yards at halftime.
I stopped watching it because every time it was like my fantasy cast on my app on my phone like froze because it just kept saying Eli Manning sacked, Eli Manning sacked. Like just like in the first half, I think he had like five sacks or something like that.
It should have just been throwing up frowny faces instead of.
He had, I think, -1 point going into midway into the third quarter.
It was not good.
I think he had 30 yards passing by the first half.
Speaking of Manning, that's another thing I missed tonight. The Book of Manning was on at 8:00 on ESPN.
It'll be on Netflix. Oh, they'll replay that.
I can't wait for that. Oh man, now I gotta steal it. Wow. Thanks guys. Alright, so you, let me see, what else? Lamar Miller, come on. Come on. Come on! James Starks, I told you, I warned you about James Starks.
He was good till he went down.
Yeah, that's usually his story.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what he does. He's good until he goes down.
Well, I pulled him out of waivers to block other people, but then I wasn't originally planning on using him, but I had to because, Rice was confirmed that he wasn't going to play. So. Oh,
man, that's rough. Your keeper's not going to have a keeper season.
No.
No. Not much you can do about that. You're still, you have a lot of questionable, a lot of out. Your team is
turning into Mercy Hospital 2.0.
Yeah. And Antonio Brown went off, but that was because they were losing by a billion points.
He almost had another touchdown too, I guess. I didn't see it, but it happened in the beginning of the game.
Oh, you could have really used that.
I could have won it. I could have won that.
Oh my gosh. And okay, let's take a look at Canada. Matt Stafford doing what he does. His vow to his owners, pride or whatever the hell they had. I'm seeing a lot of points left on his bench though. Eric Decker must start in a league like this. Ahmad Bradshaw, well, I could see maybe you wouldn't want to start him, but really? You don't know what Richardson was going to do at least week one. You got to start him. Bengals defense against Green Bay, you got to start him.
Ravens defense was better.
Ravens defense against Houston, you got to not start him. Oh, except for Andre Johnson is out, right? Or was
yep.
out. Okay, so I get that one. All right, all right, all right. Not too bad with 95 points. Let's upgrade the kicker, okay? -1, really? You can get free points for nothing, for not even... Just don't even put a kicker in. How about that? You're putting yourself in jeopardy, thinking too much. Play the numbers. It's not that hard. So Canada puts you away, and I don't know, Glabra.
I got a donut out of Dwayne Bowe on Thursday.
And they weren't using him at all.
No, they I think he got maybe one reception.
Yeah, I don't know how many targets he had, but they had no intention of getting him the ball.
Nope.
It was all about Avery. I don't even know.
Yeah. Donnie Avery.
Yeah, Donnie Avery. I mean, that's the guy that was getting the ball. That's the guy that was getting targets. And Dwayne Bowe must be feuding or something.
Well, somebody said that Alex Smith doesn't have the long ball arm.
He looked good, though.
He's a dunk and dropper, basically, is what they were saying.
Game manager.
I've been saying that since he was in college.
Yeah, so.
Well, I mean, Dwayne Bowe isn't very good.
That's true.
You're saying, like... He's getting snubbed here.
Well, he did kind of get snubbed.
Well, he's a big body receiver. He should have been able to, he should be able to,
go across the middle.
Yeah, go across the middle or at least, you know, those little, like, deeper shots where he could, easily jump over a cornerback, but.
All he's asking for is 6 for 50, right? 6 for 50, you know.
Fine, yeah.
5 for 74, something like that. Ain't too much to ask. He's an NFL football player. This ain't, rocket football.
And against the Eagles' soft defense, there's just no excuse.
No.
Side note on this, is this like I've been wanting to ask this for a while, is this a Kansas City Chiefs, mantra where everybody has to wear a turtleneck for their pictures?
I think so.
Cause everybody, like Jamal Charles,
Bo,
who was before Charles? The running back,
Larry Johnson.
Larry Johnson.
And Priest Holmes was before
Priest
that.
Holmes, yes.
Oh man, bunch of turtleneck wearers.
They just love the turtleneck.
What is up with that?
It's a running back tradition. I think even Christian Okoye had one.
All right, Beast Mode. You took on the Martinez Lazy Kings. You dropped a Hundo 1 to 48 on the Lazy Kings. And first off, who benches Drew Brees? Seriously, Drew flippin' Brees, one of the greatest fantasy quarterbacks that the NFL has ever seen. You would never, ever bench him because he's going to throw 300 and a couple TDs every single game. I don't care if you have 3,000 quarterbacks. You don't bench Drew Brees.
I think that's what's hurting him is he has so many quarterbacks. And he went after quarterbacks in the draft to try and pull trade bait.
Did he or did the computer?
No, he did that.
Yeah, it was him.
He was actually strategizing. Oh, he can.
No, I don't know about that.
No, that's strategy. That's strategy right there. Trade bait.
I think that's what he did with his Yahoo League. He's strategizing. He's winning. He's actually winning. He's 3-0 over there.
Yeah, of course he is. So Martinez lay the Kings' top scorer in the starting lineup was his kicker, of course, 12 points out of the 48, which is good. Taking a look at Beast Mode here, DeMarco Murray, that's never going to happen again.
You never know. That's the team he always does good against is the Rams, always.
26 for 175, and they were up, so they were running.
No, that's how they got up.
What?
They hardly threw the ball that game.
They didn't throw the ball, they just ran the whole game?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, that should be a winning strategy for Dallas.
I agree with you, but they're not gonna do that.
No, they're gonna say, no, we want Romo to be a Pro Bowl.
Romo, Pro Bowl.
Well, they just got a Pro Bowl guard, that's why they were running it.
Pro Bowl guard?
Yeah.
Who?
Ryan Waters?
No, I never heard of him. He's Pro Bowler?
He was 2 years ago.
Oh. Wow.
Last time he played.
Oh, that's right. They signed him off the street. He was bagging groceries, selling insurance or something. I remember.
Who is this?
He's the guy who sold you your insurance.
He's the guy that used to be in Kansas City.
Yeah.
They got a new guard over there.
Yeah, I remember. That guy was good. Not anymore because he's on Dallas. let me see. What else you got going on here? You didn't start the Chiefs defense. They're playing against Philadelphia. I would start any defense against Philadelphia unless you're the Redskins, but the Redskins are terrible. Other than that, you need to start, your Chiefs D. And, you're saying you're going to make the switch from Matt Ryan to EJ Manuel? Like that's a thing?
That is the thing. I have to do it.
Yeah. You did say you would do it. So you kind of have to do it. I agree.
But if I forget to do it, don't hold it against me.
Mexico Brownies, 87. Straight Trash Homies, 66. The only 2-0 team in the league loses his first game, only putting up 66 points. Not surprised by the low point, because his team doesn't score anything. His bench outscored his starting lineup. And Reggie Bush is hurt. And Reggie Bush, he's not coming back. I mean, if he comes back, he's not going to be back because they're not going to use him the same way. You can't take that kind of punishment. And by punishment, I mean play. So just drop him now. You kind of got lucky, Brownies, with your team here because.
How so?
Well, here's the thing. We all know that Jimmy Graham is going to get a bunch of targets, going to get a bunch of receptions, but it's kind of a fluke that he's getting over 100 yards per game. I'll give you the touchdowns, but let's be realistic here. He's probably only going to get in the average of 60 to 70 yards range from here on out. So I wouldn't bank on that. I'm some professional advice from a fantasy expert. I think you need to make some moves. Okay. 1 point from Vincent Brown isn't going to cut it. 2 points from Mike Wallace.
Oh yeah.
That ain't happening.
Well, Vincent Brown, he was, Malcolm Floyd went down. He wasn't going to play. So I thought Vincent Brown would have a more than 1 point
gamble
game. Almost. Yeah, but he turned out to be terrible.
This is the second time this season that you've benched Brian Hartline.
Oh no, I've benched him all 3 weeks.
Oh my gosh. I'm surprised you're not 0-3 with those kind of moves.
I'll play Hartline this week.
Oh,
maybe.
Bad move. I wouldn't do
until
it.
Until next week when I get Blackman and then it's over.
For who?
For me. Unless one of these Cleveland running backs works out.
Wait a minute. Why do you have
I got all the Cleveland running
Why?
Backs.
Why do you have all the Cleveland running backs?
Everybody wanted one, but I got them all.
Nobody wanted any of them. And I'm happy you have them all so we can get the legit players. That team isn't running the ball anymore. They got Hoyer.
They got Hoyer, yeah. Hoyer the hero.
Hoyer the hero. Oh.
He'll be gone next week. They'll put in the, what's his face? Whedon.
Whedon?
Oh. Whedon's coming back.
Oh, that's not good for Cleveland. They really do want that first number one pick. let's see. Straight Trash Homies, who'd you bench? Cameron's
legit.
This
is now his first loss, right?
Yeah, it's his first loss, but Cameron's been legit the entire season. He's a starting tight end. You got to give up on Jason Witten because they're running the ball now. Dallas is all about running the ball. You saw the stats. It's happening over there.
It's happening till DeMarco Murray gets injured.
Or fumbles multiple times.
Or fumbles. He did fumble that.
He did?
This game, I think.
Oh, man.
It wasn't really his fault.
I'm worried.
He didn't get benched, though.
I'm worried about Bob Griffin. He's not the same player. Not at all.
RG3 and out?
Yep, RG3 and out.
RG0-3?
RG0-3, RG3 and out. Either one works. Alright, next matchup. Let's see here. Rotting Tomatoes versus the Feathermuckers. Tomatoes with 80 points. Feathermuckers with 60, but you kind of expect this from an inactive owner. Whatever. Tomatoes, whatever. I mean, he had 2 zeros starting Gronkowski. Spiller, his keeper, is giving him nothing. I mean, we kind of got saved because I know all of you people. I know you owners would have been drooling over Spiller. I know you all would have drank the Gatorade on that one.
For what?
Yeah, well, exactly. So he
kind
of saved
him for Fred Jackson.
Oh, you gotta bench him for Fred Jackson.
He should just play them both.
Probably. But, yeah, he has the room. And Eddie Royal, really? Why would you do that? I know he has 5 touchdowns and about 8,000 red zone targets. That's random. Oh, tomato.
And Gronkowski,
yeah.
Oh, man. His team is done. I'm not worried about his team. Nobody, you don't have to worry about his team.
He's the Ruxton of our league.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll just overthink his lineup.
Yep. Next matchup, Mercy Hospital versus Team Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris takes this 93-58. Bowser, he's doing his best, but with these kind of injuries, with zero output from so many players, he just got to hope that at some point he gets his team back so that he can put them on the field and he can score some points. Cause right now, this is just bad luck. And plus he has Maurice Jones-Drew, which bad team. And man, his team looks so terrible right now. Out guy, doubtful, probable, out. And then a starting line. Oh man, this is gross. When you have Rashard Mendenhall in your starting lineup, you've already given up for the season. Who else is he?
He's been pretty good this year.
No, he's been Rashard Mendenhall.
The fumble machine. He hasn't fumbled it. Well, that's good.
In practice, he probably has been.
And he keeps playing the wrong kicker every week.
So he's back and forthing the wrong kicker? Oh, man, he should be getting double digits every week, and he's not? Oh, come on. Chuck Norris, putting up 93. Didn't bench Tom Brady. Took the advice of ownership, league ownership, and didn't.
Which is a big mistake.
Phillip Rivers.
You should never listen to the advice of 1-2 teams.
Whoa. At the time.
Wow.
1-1. Thank you very much.
Such a lofty position.
It's happened in the past where teams have regretted it. Luckily, he still won.
So Tom Brady is still alive. One more week. Bernard taking over in Cincinnati. That guy he's taking over. He's the better running back. The law firm is dead. It's over for him in Cincinnati. And let me see here. What else? A bunch of points on his bench. Anything good? Denarius Morris. That was a fluke. I watched most of that game. Peyton Manning is amazing. Like, we can all agree there. He is too good for football.
Pretty good.
Because he's so good at the quarterback position and he sets the bar so high that we don't realize that the quarterback by all the other players combined is what we should be seeing. That's what normal is. It's too bad he's going to lose in the first round of playoffs again. So bad for Peyton. I just wish he had it.
It?
Yeah, it. You know.
The thing that a lot of people don't have.
A lot of people. Yeah. The only time Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl was when his defense bailed him out. And they kind of won it for him. Hey, if he doesn't have it, he doesn't have it. Him and Marino, they're kind of the same quarterback. They do it when it doesn't matter. Anybody can throw 7 touchdowns in week 1, right?
What was the record he just broke?
He broke another record. Yeah, I know. I don't remember what it was.
Total passing yards?
I don't think that was it. I think it was touchdowns in a game or something like consecutive games of the touchdown or something like that. I don't know. He's too good for football except when it matters.
Yeah, I mean, when I said that, not that he has the most passing yards. I think he passed somebody on the ladder.
Oh, okay. He's almost as good as Brady. Yeah, all he needed was at least 3 more legit Super Bowls, and then it would have counted. Too bad for him. Last matchup, and the saddest matchup of the week. The bum. This was pretty disappointing for everyone involved. The Bums, they only score 70 points. 74 points, but they beat the Rough Riders, which scored 53.
Whoa.
The best team in the league.
Wait, that's not a hundy though, right?
No, that's not a hundy.
Wow.
Weren't they the projected highest scoring team of the week?
Yeah. Here's the thing. Who knew that JerMichael Finley was soft?
Everybody. Green Bay.
Why don't you just fake it? If you get...
He couldn't even walk straight after he got hit. Did you see that? He tried to walk off the field and was going left and right. He couldn't walk straight. Oh, gosh. And then the camera cut away, and then when they cut back, he was just on his back on the ground.
So he got a big 0, so I couldn't count on anything from my tight end. So it comes down to the final match, and I'm looking up at the projections, and I'm like, it has us, you know, neck and neck. Neck and neck. We're both going to be tied by the end of the game. And,
yeah, 70-70.
Yeah, 70-70.
You were both terrible. We is were what both the projection projected was.
To be right there, neck and neck. And, Noshon Moreno becomes Noshon Moreno again.
And no show.
Moreno.
Yeah.
And Wes Welker, if you have to go up against a secondary that's 500 years old, who couldn't do what he did? I mean, Charles Woodson back there, literally in a wheelchair, trying to guard Wes Welker, it's not going to happen. Got burned multiple times out there. So the Rough Riders have hit a speed bump.
Which I'll refer to as rock bottom.
A speed bump.
I don't know if this is rock bottom. You've been here before. This is more like home. The Rough Riders have reached home.
Isn't this the usual time that he's, you know, right where he is now?
Whoa.
You just gotta wait. If he gets louder, then you know that he's trying to cover up something.
You mean tied for 3rd in the division? Is that what you're talking about?
Of 4 people.
Is that what you're talking about? The second leading point getter in the black division? Is that what you guys are talking about? I'm just trying to be clear here. You mean the second point allowed? Second toughest schedule in the Black Division. Is that what you're talking about?
Crank it up.
I'm just trying to make sure I understand. I don't have a beast mode schedule. Lowest points.
Because you would have beat them with 53.
This is all just a Just, I'm waiting. I'm just waiting. Just wait.
You don't have to beast mode schedule. I mean, what is that supposed to mean?
Oh, you know what that means.
The schedule that you generated, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wish I could play in the white division where it's free wins for everyone and an active team and a guy who eats video games and a water polo player. You come on.
Yeah, but let's be fair. I did try to throw the game.
Yeah, you did.
With the inactive team.
You did try to
throw. I tried.
I agree.
I tried. I gave my best shot at it.
You pulled a franchise.
And I still came up with a tie. How do you do that?
Man.
If I had started any other quarterback, I would have beat him.
That's okay, because from here on out. All I'm seeing on my schedule from here on out is W's. I'm looking into my future right now. W.
I'm looking at your future right now, and it says number 9 consolation ladder.
Whoa. That brings us to our new segment, if the playoffs started today. If the playoffs started today, this is, thankfully ESPN projects the playoff brackets. Beast Mode would be taking on Team Chuck Norris, and you wouldn't have a problem with Chuck Norris, right? Franchise? I mean, that would be an easy round one win for you. Exactly. straight.
What is that?
I think he pulled it a Django. I think he pulled a Django. another first round matchup, Straight Trash Homie would be taken out by the Bums. Rotting Tomatoes versus Team Canada, and then Father Muckers would get to lose to the Mexico Brownies because they would be inactive, and by that time of the season, they would probably have hurt players in their lineup, people that have been suspended, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Now, Emborn, you probably agree with me, is fantasy's kind of random, and sometimes the best teams don't get into the playoffs, but they are good quality teams, and we would be playing each other in round one of the
only if it ended today. If it ends in a month from now, no, I'm not going to be playing you.
Oh, yes.
Because you're going to be still down here in the consolation ladder.
Whoa. I got myself, if you're projecting out, because I was looking at all the W's on my schedule, I would probably be number 1 or 2.
I know one week he's not going to get a W.
What's that? What week is that?
It's the same week he doesn't get a W the last 2 seasons.
that was last time. Things are different now.
Yeah, they're different. You're going to get beat even worse this time.
And then the last consolation would be the Lazy Kings versus King Bowser. If the playoffs started today, and thank goodness they don't, the best team in this league would not be in the playoffs. And that concludes our latest segment.
The best team in the league would be in the playoffs. They got the number 1 seed. What are you talking about?
No. Well, actually, let's. Let's talk about,
I should be 3-0.
You
if
should.
If I had to try to throw that game. Stop.
You haven't played me yet. I'm gonna be the one to shut you down. I'm circling our matchup again. Now it's circled twice.
He's a different color.
McClain. Be on standby with the tissues. That's all I'm saying.
You know, you always say it's random, but, and I agree with you sometimes, but this seems consistent always. Like these standings.
Wait a minute. Who dropped a hundy 2 weeks in a row? Who got fluked out of a week one victory by a dramatic last second field goal? Exactly. No Rough Riders. I already told you, leading the league in almost fantasy points and fluke losses. I mean,
no, I think you had it right the first time.
Yeah, I think you're right. No need to edit that.
Born, can you agree with this? If I had started the lineup I wanted to start, I would have dropped over a hundy last game.
Yeah, I mean, I just hope that doesn't carry over this week.
Okay, let's talk about this week. Let me go to the scoreboard again. Week 4 matchups. And That's right. Beast Mode is taking on Galabra. 2-0-1 Beast Mode versus 1-2 Galabra. Franchise, I'm giving you a free win because Galabra can't seem to figure it out.
Oh. I think this is going to be a tough game.
Really?
I think I'm going to have to really strategize on how I want to play him.
Don't start EJ Manuel.
Yeah, I was going to say. Don't you start him. You better beat me legitimately.
I'm going to start EJ Manuel. I'm telling you.
Galabra, you got any bye week? Any significant bye weeks?
No, not this week.
Not this week, all right. And Franchise?
I mean, Starks is on a bye, but he's injured, so that's not an issue.
All right.
So. And nobody for Franchise.
Nope, Franchise looks like he can do whatever he wants. Gonna drop another hundy?
Hundo.
Hundo?
Hundo, like Hondo.
All right, Brownies, you're taking on Martinez Lazy Kings. Free win.
We didn't talk about the power rankings.
Yeah, I know. That's coming up.
Oh, we're going out of order.
What do you mean? Do you have this written down or something?
The matchups is always the last segment.
Oh, sorry. What do you want to talk
about? No, well, fine. Let's just do it.
No, I'm doing the power rankings now. Now I'm on to the power rankings. I already switched my tab. I can't switch back.
No, well, now I switch to the matchups. Well, how am I supposed to switch back?
I don't know what you're supposed to do. I'm on the power rankings now. Can't change.
Okay, fine. I'm there now.
Go with it. Come on.
Are you as confused as I am?
This is fluid.
Just take a ride, man.
Number 12. Week 3 power rankings. The Martinez Lazy Kings. No surprise there.
Did you make any adjustment to the algorithm?
Algorithm has been modified with all the whining, all the
butt
hurt.
I think I figured out.
You didn't figure out nothing. Too much math going on in these power rankings. Number 11.
Well, the lazy, no, because I think you have a different, like, calculation for each team.
Whoa, what do you mean?
Like a curve per team?
Yeah, like the Lazy Kings.
Yeah.
If they win,
yeah,
they're last, and if they lose, they're last.
Okay, I could understand why you might think that. I will neither confirm nor deny. Number 11, Rotting Tomatoes. They win and drop 2 spots. Figure that one out, McLean.
I didn't say I figured it all out.
Number 10, Mercy Hospital, 1-2, dropping 4 spots. They can't put a legit lineup together. And until they do, they're going to continue to drop in the power rankings. Galabra. In
moving
a
up.
Loss moves up 2 spots.
Yeah, I figured out his equation.
Well,
oh, yeah?
What's his equation?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, let's go.
If he loses, he goes down 10 spots. But if he can't go down 10 spots, he goes up.
I will neither confirm nor deny. Number 8, TPS NFL Bums in a win
against me.
Drop. Number 7, Straight Trash Homie, losing, drops 2 spots. Makes sense, right? Algorithm is working. That's how you know when teams that lose, that drop, go down. That's how
drop
you
a
know
lot.
It's working.
I'm trying to figure out how the Rough Riders were number 1 last week. That made no sense.
Number 6 this week, the TPSN Rough Riders, down 5 slots. See? This all makes sense. They lost. Now they dropped. They might be ahead of three teams that have 2 wins and 1 loss. That might be true.
It's amazing you're not talking about points yet.
I will. Don't worry. I'm saving that. Number 5, Fuddermuckers, 1-1-1. I don't know what to do with that. And an active team, 1-1-1. Unbelievable. Number 4, with his team Chuck Norris, up 6 spots. With his first win of the season. Now the number 4 power ranked team in the TPS NFL. Number 3, Team Canada, up 5 slots. Also 2-1. Number 2, Mexico Brownies, 2-1, up 2 slots. Now, what's your equation for that one?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, this week, well,
I think
last week how you were very excited about the power rankings.
Yeah.
This week you weren't. You were like, ah, whatever. Let's just look at the numbers on the side.
Let's actually go out of order in the show.
Yeah. I think you're lost when he just brought you down. You know, like last week you were saying that you were hitting refresh, like, oh, can I set the power rankings now?
Yeah, yeah. It definitely took a while for this one to come out.
Oh, number one, the number one power rank team in the TPS NFL, Team Beast Mode, with 2-0-1, most points scored in the league. That one's not hard to figure out. And when I play Team Beast Mode, I will beat Team Beast Mode and send them down in the power rankings where they belong.
So is that, are you putting that on the board?
I'm putting it on the board and I'm putting it on next year's board. That's a guarantee, franchise.
We're putting an asterisk right next to it.
So that you can drop in the power rankings where you belong.
You guys know what he just did, right?
No.
He did, he curse. Because he did, he cursed himself.
Well, it didn't work last week.
No, he didn't. For an E Diddy curse to work, he has to guarantee a win.
When do I play you? Hold on.
Hands down, I'm going to guarantee this.
Hold on, this is going to happen.
He gives you examples.
In 2 weeks, I will have a W over Team Beast Mode. Week 5. You guys circle it on your schedules, too.
Does he have a bunch of buys that week?
You better hope so.
Is that the Eagles bye week?
I don't even have a quarterback right now.
I don't even have any Eagles on my team. Not one. I tried to pick up Riley Cooper, but somebody beat me to it.
Literally?
It was probably Riley. But we're going to beat all y'all.
Oh, that week is the Redskins bye week. RG3, I see what you did there.
What?
It was a good guess, but it didn't work out.
He thought I was going to pick up RG3 this year.
There's still time. There is still time. All right, scoreboard. Back to the scoreboard. Week 4 scoreboard. Matchups. Who are we on? Brownies getting the free wins versus the Lazy Kings. Nothing really matters there. Canada, Team Chuck Norris. Depending on who Chuck has, if he has any bye weeks, he might pull this one out. It might be time to get to 2-2 for Chuck there.
I think Chuck can beat him.
Well, this week, he didn't mention, is the start of non-division teams.
Yeah, non-division for the next 8 weeks. Or is it 8? How many is it?
It's
8.
Sure.
Next 8 weeks, we're playing each division once, or each other opponent. Does the
standing in the playoffs matter to in these games, or is it like divisional matchups? It's the entire season, right?
The top 4 seeds are going to be based off the division winner, and then by record after that. There's no reseeding based on your divisional record. Yeah. Feather Muckers taking on Mercy Hospital. Straight Trash Homie versus Bums. Two 2-1s. Somebody's gotta lose. I wish it could be both. And, the TPSN Rough Riders gonna give the, volleyball guy, run for his money. Guy who plays, cricket at college. What other terrible sports are they that I could insult him with?
Water polo?
Yeah, water polo. That's a good one. But I gotta do something about my quarterback situation. Because A-Raj.
You mean the empty spot?
Yeah, A-Raj is on by. Jermichael Finley is weak. I think I have a team. I don't know what to do. Steven Ridley's awful. I hate him.
Talk to me.
Oh, I will talk to you.
I've got a couple of quarterbacks.
Let's talk.
Go get Peyton Manning.
Ooh.
He's on the block.
Oh, I tried.
You gotta give him back Ridley.
Oh, I try.
Is that because he doesn't know that he's not playing well? He
probably doesn't know that he got an email saying there was a trade request.
Maybe I should try and trade him for Shane Vereen.
He's not even playing. It's worth a shot. You might as well give it a try if you can get away with it. I would.
It's Mayor Bench Spiller. He's going with Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger Jackson?
Yep.
Yep.
But he has to pull out he has to put in a quarterback. Matt Schaub. Against Seattle. Whew, that's good for me. I'll take it. Eddie Royal, awful.
Yeah, he's still playing the Royal card.
And he needs a tight end if Gronkowski doesn't play.
I think I got this. Let me go ahead and vote for myself. I'm pretty sure I have about 6 votes in there already. Yep. 1 vote.
Wow.
Surprising.
You have 100% of
100% the votes? The league has voted that they think the Rough Riders will win. 100% of owners voted.
Oh, we forgot to talk about your logo.
Oh, the new logo. The iconic logo. A new standard in design logo. And if you were a part of this fantasy league, you got to vote in a poll about that logo. A poll that really let the other league owners know how they felt about art. About the quality of art, about who can do art. And I'm not even going to tell you the other options because they don't matter. Because almost everyone voted, like 90% of people voted, that if E-Diddy can come up with this, then anybody can be an art director.
Great.
You agree, Bard?
Great. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. So the league has chosen. Art is not hard.
What a waste of college.
And as this, I was in talks with my designer. Like, this is my vision, but I also have what would I call him? What's the technical term? Like, it's my vision, but he's the one who did the work.
He's just your freelance designer.
Yeah, he's my freelance designer. He made my vision come to life. And when I first saw,
you're to blame.
Actually, I first saw that, I had like 10 different choices. Well, we went down a direction and I said, I need something a little bit more obnoxious. Something a little bit more sarcastic. These are a little bit too well made. Like, this is not speaking my language. And we went back and we did a review and then he gave me a bunch of options and I said, that's the one. That right there speaks. I can smell the fear on the owners. When they see that, they will know that the Rough Riders are coming.
So, Bourne, if I give you like 20 space bucks or something, can you hook me up?
Yeah, sure.
And I'm pretty
sure. Wait, why does your logo say TPS NFL?
What do you mean, TPS NFL? Because of the TPS NFL Rough Riders.
No, you're the TPSN. I think you gotta get your money back.
Oh, man. I didn't even notice. Hold on. I can fix this. That's a real TPS.
Open up paint?
Nope.
White it out.
How do you get the dimensions to do that?
Talk to me, franchise. I can be your go-between. Let's work something out. I only take 50% off the top.
50%.
He wants a legitimate cut there.
There. I have fixed it. TPS NFL Rough Riders.
Now you're part of the same team that Bums is on.
We're part of the same league. See, we're representing. See,
you like the Lakers and the Clippers?
Exactly.
Giants and the Jets, yeah.
So I'm looking.
Wait, which one of you is the Clippers?
Oh, he's the Clippers. Absolutely, he's the Clippers. I am
the one that's actually
franchise.
In contention now?
I am the storied franchise. The legacy is with the Rough Riders, okay? We already know that. Well, I got pending moves here. Did somebody offer me a trade? Somebody did offer me a trade. I'll think about it. Okay, so you guys agree that that kind of strikes fear in you when you look at that logo? Like, when you see that logo come up on your schedule, you're like, woo, watch out.
They usually get those logos up.
What's that?
How long does it usually take to put your logo up?
What do you mean? Like, upload it?
No, for them to approve it.
They don't approve it. What do you mean?
I just pulled mine off of the internet.
You do it by?
In the team settings. On my team page, if you have it uploaded onto a web page or a website, you can just paste the URL. And the right below the logo builder.
Team Beast Mode is about to get a little more original.
Uh-oh.
He's going to stand out in the crowd now.
So you're going to take the second one in the list of Google searches, not the first one.
Search beast mode.
Okay, so anything else this week as we wrap up?
Yeah, what aren't we missing another segment?
Yes, we are. What is it? Oh, yeah, the Pick'ems.
Yeah.
Smith Spread'em League. Oh, I know why you wanted to bring this up.
That's right.
Blind squirrel, here's a nut situation. Okay, so.
Back in contention.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far either. Okay.
12 points says I am.
Whoa. 12 points says you got lucky. 4 points says that's your reality. Okay, so let's go back through this. Beast Mode decided to join us again. He got 6 points this week, puts him at 15 total. Thanks for playing. Bowser, same situation, didn't pick games last week, got 9 this week, 17 total. Thanks for playing. Born, 4 points last week, and we were on the verge of thanks for playing, but he decides to go ahead and get 12. Kind of puts himself back in contention with 24 total points, 4 off the lead. If he can only get 2 or 3 more weeks like this, he might have a chance of losing to me by 1 or 2. Pixar didn't happen, needed E999. Consistency, that's the key. Consistency, if you can keep getting about 80.
If you stay middle of the pack, or if you pick middle of the pack, you're going to stay middle of the pack.
80% right every single week. 80, 70, 80, 90%, 9, 8, 8, 25 points, 3 off the lead in striking distance. A-plus team gets 7 right this week. He's at 26. That's JT. Ron Bro at 26 also got 8. And footballics.com, McLean, you only get 7 right. You're slipping 28 points, leaving the door wide open. Leaving
the cruise control
wide open. If Bourne flukes himself a couple more weeks in a row, he's going to be right up there with you.
And I'm not cruising.
Let me see.
When I saw that Bourne got 12, I was like, oh, he must have made crazy picks like picking the Browns and didn't even pick the Browns.
No, I'm going by the spreads. You don't play that way.
Come on. Let me see. Which ones
did you get? The Browns did win.
Yeah, you should have took the Browns.
Oh, yeah. I did see that now.
And,
let's be serious here. They just dropped. They had traded Richardson. I couldn't.
So you're saying emotional letdown.
Yeah.
You didn't think they were going to come to play, and then you forgot about Hoyer then, didn't you?
I did not realize Hoyer the hero would pull it out.
So we're all right there. I would say the cutoff line is 24 points. If you don't have 24 points, actually, let's go ahead and say 25 points. If you have 25 points or more, you're in contention. Still a long season, lots of picks to go. Apparently, McLean stopped using footballics.com, only getting 7.
The reporters moved again.
They moved back to ESPN.
Yeah, back to ESPN.
So this is going to go right down to the wire, just like last year. And let's hope, let's cross our fingers that we don't have another tie and then the real winner gets cheated out of his winnings, just like last year.
Yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Damn it.
Except for that last part. The cheating out of winning.
There is a new league manager poll up. If you're an owner, you need to go vote. Panic button. 3 choices right now, all tied at 33%. Make sure you go vote in that because we need to know if the Rough Riders need to push
these
the panic
league
button.
Polls never have anything to do with the actual league.
But we get good participation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I pick none of these?
No, you have to vote. You have to vote should the Rough Riders push the panic button.
I would go with the first one because you can tell that one's being sarcastic.
What do you mean? The second one's art?
No.
I voted for the last one because that's the only legit answer. And, well, maybe we'll have to,
12-2.
Maybe we'll have to revisit this in week 14 when I'm 11-2 going from a 12.
I mean, we can revisit it next week.
Showing up.
Cause that'll already be not.
There was a suggestion in the forums about the power rankings and I was going to put up a poll for this, but that was like, that's way too much work. Having a owner's poll where the owners rank the teams and then add the values up. I don't
know. And then you put the, like they do in college, you put first place votes.
Yeah.
And each team's just going to have one next to them.
Well, you have to rank them however you want. So if you want your team ranked first, you rank it first.
So there's going to be 12 teams with a first place vote.
12 teams with a first place vote, but it's all about how the other teams get ranked to see where they end up being in the end. That also sounds like a lot of work for me. So I'm completely against it, but it seemed interesting at the time. All right, anything else? Gone through the spreadums, we've gone through the league, we've gone through the power rankings, talked a little bit of NFL. Major League Baseball playoffs are right around the corner.
That's right.
I don't even know who's going to make the playoffs.
Pirates are in it.
Yeah, I did see Dodgers are in it.
Mm-hmm.
Boston.
Red Sox, yep.
We still think Cardinals.
Yeah, they locked the division up.
And they still have good pitching.
Cincinnati. And the Braves.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
You found a logo?
Oh, yeah.
The Indians passed the Rangers.
Yeah.
Rangers have fell apart.
Yeah, the Indians are in contention with the Rays, I believe.
For the wild card?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
For the two wild cards.
Wow. The Rangers gave up then.
Cleveland's got an easier schedule from now until the end of the season.
How many games are left?
I mean, the Rangers are playing the Astros right now.
I think they're four.
Four games, and then it's postseason time? Oh, man. Yeah, the Rangers are going to choke it up. Doesn't matter how many games left or who they're playing. They're going to choke it up.
They got the Astros, which is free wins, and then they have the Angels, who they've played well against.
So, yeah, they're going to choke it up.
There's still hope.
Hey, what about Oakland? Why isn't anybody talking about Oakland? Moneyball.
Don't know.
They can't make that movie for nothing.
Well, they can as long as you just keep going first round playoffs, but that's about it.
They got to do it. This is the year. They're like the Michigan Wolverines of baseball, team of destiny. And how is it that three teams from the Central Division and National League make it into the playoffs and the Cubs lose like 65 games? Is that why? Or are they lose 92?
They're just handing them out, kind of like Hundies for franchise.
They're just free wins for the Central
Division. Here's free wins.
So that everyone makes it to the playoffs.
Yeah, Hondos, not Hundies. Hondos.
I actually like Hundies. It's like tidy whities. Hundies. What else? Anything else? NBA is going to start here real soon. We're going to have to, I'm going to have to activate the, TPS NBA Fantasy League. Random. Maybe we can try out some of the changes that we want to make for the NFL on the NBA. Even though they're completely different sports and scored differently and it probably wouldn't work, but it's worth a shot.
Starts in 2 weeks, right?
The preseason does, yeah.
are we going to change it like we did the first year that we played, where the rosters lock?
When did we have it? We had it
because last year it was daily.
Yeah.
And how did we do it the year before? We locked them when the first game was
played?
They
locked them
on
the first game, yeah, on Monday, I believe.
Yeah. We made it like football. That was terrible.
That was terrible. I agree. I want to change my lineups every day. Come on. Oh, yeah.
That's terrible too, though.
No. It's not terrible.
There's good options.
I'll have to take a look and see what our options are. I'm sure there's no options whatsoever, but I'll take a look, see what we can do. It's all about getting LeBron, though. Hey, what about them putting the nicknames on the back of jerseys? Genius?
What?
Yeah, haven't you heard about this?
No.
They're thinking, or there was a leak, or somebody said.
Are they just doing this because, what's his name's finally retired?
Who? Oh, Stern?
Stern.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure that this kind of thing would never happen under his reign. But yeah, come on, you don't want to see King James on the back of number 6 Heat jersey?
No.
During the game?
No.
It'll take me back to, like, the shock jock days.
We need this to happen.
But Dwayne Wade would need like a new jersey every night.
Because he changes his nickname?
Yeah. Right now he's currently 3.
Yeah, that's true. He is 3. So he wouldn't actually have a name on the back. Or would they spell it out?
No, it would say, it would be spelled out. 3 and then 3.
Would it have unnecessary quotations inside of it?
Yes, that would be even better. Oh man, I can't wait till this happens. It'll be like, what is that,
XFL.
Or the, what's that, that summer league that they play, the mixed and one mixtape?
Yeah, yeah.
Hot sauce. Oh man, I can't wait.
This just opens the door for everybody referring themselves in the third person now.
Yeah, this is perfect. This is what the NBA has always needed. Like,
more personalities.
Weren't you always the guy who wanted a 23 Bulls, his Airness jersey, or MJ, or what else do people call him? The Big Tongue?
Air Jordan.
The Big Tongue.
Yeah, you guys ever called him the Big Tongue?
No.
No? All right.
What about Mr. Gambler or something like that?
Gambling Man?
The Gambling Man.
Space Jam.
Space Jam. That would have been a good one. Or what else? What are some new nicknames we could give current?
What about Double A?
Double A.
I'll be running around. Kobe running around with Black Mamba on the back of his
head. Oh man, that's, yeah. No, you can't have that. Whoa. No, you can't have that. I mean, you can just have Mamba.
A big baby jersey.
Ooh, how about a teardrop? Just a teardrop.
Just Achilles.
Oh wow.
Maybe you could just put Phil Jackson's face on there.
Commission.
The logo jersey.
Commission, is my logo, is it acceptable?
All right, let me see. We're going to make a ruling live on the Beast Mode, the new and improved Beast Mode logo for the TPS NFL Fantasy League. Let me go to the Beast Mode team page. That is quite the logo. I hope you didn't pay for that.
That's kind of fitting, though.
Isn't it?
It is. It's kind of fitting.
It says it all. It describes me. When am I ever calm? Really? Never.
Never. Ever.
How often do I go beast mode?
Have you guys been watching the WNBA playoffs?
No.
No.
No?
Is that really going on?
Oh, yeah. Eastern Conference Finals.
Right, Skyler in the semifinals only to lose?
No, please, come on. I think they had 7 wins all season. Come on. My WNBA league pass just expired.
How's Brittany Griner doing?
He is a beast.
Rookie of the year?
Man of the year.
Man of the year? Well, rookie's man still.
Yeah, that's true. I'm looking at Beast Mode on YouTube and all I'm seeing is a bunch of bodybuilders showing their disgusting muscles. Gross.
There was another logo that I tried to get, but it wouldn't let me get it. It was Marshawn Lynch's Beast Mode. It's like Marshawn Lynch where he had the grill and it said Beast Mode in the grill.
He had Beast Mode in his grill for real?
Here, I'll show you the picture of it.
How far in is the WNBA Finals?
They're in the conference finals.
I can't find it.
What do you mean? It's right there. Come on.
They took it off ESPN's site?
Yeah, you gotta go to w.espn.com.
Okay, I'm on WNBA.com.
There you go. Go right to the source.
And this is the ugliest bracket I've ever seen. I don't even know who these teams are because there's just a logo there.
Come on. There's Phoenix Mercury. Yeah.
So who should I be watching? Who's the team to watch?
Minnesota. I don't know.
Who's on? Oh, that's. Who's on Minnesota?
Nobody. Watch the Phoenix Mercury.
Oh, Maya Moore is.
Ugh, gross. These are terrible logos. This looks like a Rough Rider logo. What?
They're only best of 3 and they're a 1-1-1 format?
Yeah. Because nobody's watching.
All the way through?
I think the finals.
The finals are a 2-2-1.
Yeah, best of 5. Because nobody's watching. And plus,
who's your team?
What do you mean? My team is the Tulsa Shock. They didn't quite make playoffs. They were close. 7 wins.
These teams' websites are awful.
What do you mean?
What's the final record of some of these teams? How big is their season?
They have like 30 games.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, come on. That's a good size schedule.
That's under the bracket. It's 34 games. Minnesota's 26.
They can't even play half of the games that the men play? Is that because they'd actually lose money at that point?
Well,
because
nobody's watching.
Yeah. Why are you going to play all these games?
I mean, you could have a concert in that arena. You don't want to
and a game at the same time?
Yeah, probably. But if you wanted to watch ESPN2, Thursdays and Sundays, because that's the only days that they play playoff games, is Thursdays and Sundays.
Who won the title last year?
I don't know who won the title last year. Minnesota? I think Minnesota. I have no idea.
Looks like it was Indiana. Ugh. So it was in your backyard, right?
Ooh.
Did you go to the parade?
Yeah, I went to the parade. Man. I think it was just their team bus going back to this so they could pick up their stuff. The best team in the WNBA doesn't even exist anymore. The Detroit Shock.
Where are they now? They're like New Orleans or something?
I don't know where they are. I know they're not in Detroit, though. Win a championship, get moved.
I think they're
2008 WNBA Finals champions. Oh, they're the Tulsa Shock now. Who knew? Small world. See, I knew I liked the Tulsa Shock for another reason besides... What's her face?
Who?
Watch it. Your wife might be listening.
No, she can't hear.
Go beast mode on your face. You better watch it.
All right. Let's see. Let me talk amongst yourselves so I can find a WNBA Finals promo video.
Talk amongst ourselves. Really? Is this what we've turned to? Talk amongst ourselves.
And we'll see you next week for another edition of the TPS NFL Update.
On May 24th, it's a clean slate. Zero wins, zero losses. 132 of the world's best ready to go at it. The three to see, ready for the next level. 12 teams compete. But only one holds the trophy. Let the battle begin.